Hello, everyone.
This is a new episode of Let Me Tell You Something.
I want to talk
about relationships, but I'm going to bring it from a different perspective.
Lend me your ear and see if you can relate. So I'm going to use
the metaphor of a car.
When you purchase
a vehicle, be it brand new or new to you,
you generally do
some research.
How is it on gas?
What's
the miles per
gallon?
What is the maintenance
cost per year?
You try
and get insight from reviews. Does it retain its value? Then you choose the color you like. Usually you choose from three options. And then last but not least, you buy the car. Now here is how the metaphor of the car looks like as a relationship.
When it's new to you, you want to make the best
first impression.
What should you wear
when you do plan to meet for the first time? What should you talk about? Where you should go if you're going out? And you make sure you smell good
in case you get blown. And I know that's
not all that goes into that first meeting. That's just some insight.
But I said that
to set the stage. So,
there's all kind of cars,
vehicles on the road.
Brand new models. Gently used models. Vintage models. Bespoke models. And then there's those that
they call hoopties. Or just will get you from point A to point B.
If this creates a perspective for you to
kind of imagine in your mind, think of the bespoke model. And when I speak of bespoke, I'm talking there's only
a certain number made
per year.
And usually it's, you know, people based on a certain caliber
that gets first dibs. So I'm speaking like a Bugatti.
Something on that line, you know, or something more
attainable. You may say Lamborghini.
Ferrari. You may come down in the room and say,
Aston Martin.
My personal preference.
Mercedes.
But Bentley to me, hands down, and Rolls Royce.
But we don't have to talk about that. This is just a metaphor, a prelude,
if mind you, to relationships. So, when a relationship
is new,
depending on
your stance in life, you treat it differently.
You may treat it like a bespoke model. You may treat it like
a high-end luxury model.
You may treat it
like it's showroom new.
You may treat it like it's
car lot new.
Or you may
treat it like it's gently used.
New. Or you may treat it like
it's a hoopty.
Just to get you from point A to B. So I'm saying
all of that to say, men usually can relate to cars when you talk about cars. Women, I'm a woman that can relate to cars because
me and my son
bond over vehicles.
That's a different story. But women,
we can bond when it comes to talking about relationships. Metaphors for the men.
The straight out conversation
about the relationships is for the women. So please all gently lend me your ear.
And I won't get too
deep, I promise.
But when you're in a new
relationship,
you make sure that you do the right thing. You say the right thing. If this person has gotten
used to you looking a certain way,
or presenting yourself in a certain light, or wearing a certain fragrance, you tend to gravitate
to that because you want to be pleasing
to this person. being male and female. But as a relationship
gets past those initial
meetings, and you're actually saying,
okay, this is somebody I could see myself with.
So we're going into the 90-day
rule.
Knowing that 90-day
rule. That's usually when you weigh your pros against your cons and you're saying, yeah, I don't know. Is it still
too long? Is there more we can learn from each other?
Are we going to go any further beyond this 90 days?
Same way with a con. That first
30 days, depending on where you buy
the lights you choose to buy from, you're going to turn that vehicle.
No questions asked. I didn't like the color. It didn't drive the way I wanted it to. It didn't retain the gas mileage the way I thought it. When I took it on the highway, I was not pleased by the performance. All of those scenarios.
But if you get
past that 30 days, like you get past the 90 days of a relationship,
you get in. So let's say
we're 6 months in. We're 6 months into the relationship. We're 6 months into the car. Usually 6 months in a relationship, you check in each other's temperature.
Does he still like the way I wear my
hair? Is he still impressed by my curves?
Is his eyes
still only for me?
Or does she still like the way I make her smile? She's still turned on
by my performance in bed.
Am I the only one she still wants to see? So 6 months turns into...
We're not even going to start at a year. We're going to go 3 years into.
So now you're starting to get broken.
It starts to feel comfortable. You're not apprehensive. You're not walking around on eggshells. You're not scared you're going to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing or want to go a place that they don't want to go or hang out with your friends and they oppose them. You're pretty much ingrained in this. You're 3 years in.
So let's
take it on the metaphor of a vehicle.
Kind of gently. You know how it rides.
You listen for certain sounds because if it starts to do this, it may need this.
If it's not keeping gas,
then normally that means it's coming up time for oil change. I told you I know a little about vehicles. And if you've been keeping that maintenance on these cars, so now if you're 3 years into the maintenance of the relationship, you're 3 years into the maintenance of the vehicle.
3 years
in, if you drive it daily and you do a lot of driving, you've at least come to that 30,000 mile checkup where you got to take it in and get service and they check all the points, make sure it's running up to par. There's no recalls on it. It's still
performing the way they promised you it would perform when you bought it. 3 years into that
relationship,
you're comfortable with this person. You're starting to be
able to even know
how this person feels, how
they're going to react, what they like, what they don't like, what turns them on, what turns them off. And you're actually getting into a groove or rhythm.
Let's jump from
to year five, if we all make it that far. Some of us don't make it past the 90-day rule, but follow me. I'm trying to tell you a story.
Just the way my metaphor,
the car. You have to maintain it. Get the oil change. 30,000 mile checkup. 50,000 mile checkup.
60,000
mile checkup. And I'm saying it based on the vehicles I've owned.
If you're speaking
bespoke,
you normally don't let a bespoke
vehicle get beyond 30,000 miles.
But I'm saying
this is your everyday car. You're keeping up the maintenance on it because you want it to still perform the way it did when you bought
it. Either brand new or brand new. So, if you want to retain this relationship and you want it to continue to be giving and loving and growing and nurturing. You gotta continue to treat it the way it was when it was brand new or brand new. The things you did to first excite the person, the things you did to make him blush, to make him smile, to make him laugh, even to make him cry. You gotta continue.
Do these things.
See, that's how
relationships get stale.
And you started thinking about
going in a towel because you said, oh, there's a better model. I've been checking out this one. Her curves are a little more sleeker.
And I wonder how she performed. And then, from a female perspective, you're looking at
his paper.
You say, oh, I know he does this and he can do this. His paper looks. He may be able to take me a little further.
Finance me and some things that I've become accustomed to.
Now, I'm not saying
either is bad
or good. That's something for you to decide. But what I'm saying
is if you've invested any time, if you've gotten beyond 90 days, you've gotten in beyond the first couple years, and you've vetted each other, and you're feeling comfortable with each other.
I don't know about you, but I haven't seen
anything in the dating pool
that I'm really gravitating to. Now, I have some
men friends that I've known.
And, you know, if they're willing to actually venture.
And I say men friend, but I don't need more than just one.
But if we could take it
beyond just the friendship.
See, I always want
to start as a friend. So we can take the time to get to nurture a relationship because we started from a good place in the first place.
Now there's some
of us that go and buy the car brand new or brand new to us.
Never did any reviews on it. Never found out
how it performs.
How it maintains gas. Or if it retains
its value.
And 6 months in, because
we didn't do our due diligence, we're ready to give it up.
Trade it in for a different model. A better model.
A better performing model. A newer model. It's going to cost a little more, but it's got more bells and whistles now. They've added some new features.
Self-starts. It's self-parallel
parks.
You know, you can drive it
without no hands, and it'll stay in its given lane.
But I'm going to
beg you
to look at what you have
in front of you.
Does it still perform?
Does it still do the things that you need it to do?
If it hasn't outgrown
its purpose for you,
and I'm no longer
speaking of the metaphor, I'm speaking of the tried and true.
Why go look for
something new?
Why go look for something new? Let me tell you something. You never know how
good it can be
until you let it be good. Now, I want you to
sit in that for a minute because I want that to resonate with you. You never know how good it can be
until you let it be great. I'm speaking
now all the way across the board. You don't know how good that vehicle is going to be
if you don't continue to maintain
it.
And you don't know how good
that relationship could be.
And how far you could go and grow in it if you don't continue to maintain. See, there's always
it's going to be a newer model.
Maybe even with less miles.
If it's brand new to you.
But think about it. If you've invested
time
into this, you can't get that time back. Oh, you can go look for it
in a new amount. And sometimes, I'll be the first to say, sometimes it's time to trade up for a newer model, a better model.
That all has to
be determined by the two.
But what I'm saying
is, if it's not broke, don't you?
Because everybody nowadays is looking for
instant gratification.
Nobody wants
to take the time to maintain it.
So it can get beyond 90 days, past 2 years, on down the road
where you see yourself with this person.
Blowing up. Watching your kids or their kids become young adults. Now there's always
going to be those that opt for the shiny and the new.
Okay. But some of us
want the tried and the true.
So like I said,
and always, and let me tell you something, I want to be authentic, always transparent. If this metaphor resonated with you in any wise, you can actually go on Spotify, listen to my podcast, Let Me Tell You Something, and you can voice your opinion.
Now, I'm not saying
this is going to fit everybody. Everything doesn't fit everybody. That's why there's bespoke.
There's showroom new. There's car lot
new. And there's new to you.
There's vintage. And there's hoop. On the flip
side of that, there's new.
There's gently used. There's somewhat
a little.
Maybe even a little broken. But in through it all, it's been tried, it's been tested. One, keep rolling with it. Like they say, till the wheels fall off, see where it'll go. I bet if you by chance choose to endeavor that you may truly find your gem. And it may not be the bespoke one. It may not be the showroom one. It may not be the car one. But it can be new to you. And if something's new
to you,
and you cherish it, and you take care of it, and you maintain it, it'll always have something in it that's new to you. Always
let me tell you something. I hope I brought something that was thought-provoking. I hope it enlightened you in some wise. And I hope you not only use the metaphor, but you use what's tried, what's true. What's been tested.
And cool. This is a new episode
of Let Me Tell You Something.
I'm going to be
all a nice July 1st sunny
summer day. Enjoy. Have a good day.